Generating Extremely Large Volume Reionization Simulations, by Bradley Gregg et al. Preparing for the first detection of the cosmic 21 cm signal from large-scale interferometer experiments requires rigorous testing of the data analysis and reduction pipelines. To validate that these pipelines do not erroneously remove or add features that can mimic the cosmic signal, e.g. from side lobes or large-scale power leakage, we require reionization simulations larger than the experiment's primary field of view. For an experiment such as the MWA, with a field of view of approximately 25 to the power of 2 Deg squared, this would require a simulation of several GPCs, which is currently infeasible. To overcome this, we developed a simplified version of the semi-numerical reionization simulation code 21CMFAST, preferencing large volumes over some physical accuracy by assuming linear theory for structure formation. With this, we constructed a 7.5 GPC comoving volume with voxel resolution of approximately 1.17 cmpc tailored specifically to the bin spectral resolution of the MWA. This simulation was used for validating the pipelines for the 2020 MWA 21 cm power spectrum PS upper limits Trott et al. We then use this large volume simulation to explore whether smaller volume simulations are biased by the missing large-scale modes, non-Gaussianity in estimates of the cosmic variance, biases in the recovered 21 cm PS following foreground wedge removal, and the impact of tiling smaller volume simulations to achieve extremely large volumes. In summary, we find no biases from missing large-scale power, significant contribution from non-Gaussianity in the cosmic variance as expected following Mondal et al., an overestimate of the 21 cm PS of 10-20% following wedge mode excision for our particular model, and tiling smaller volume simulations underestimates the large-scale power and also the estimated cosmic variance. This was Generating Extremely Large Volume Reionization Simulations, by Bradley Gregg et al.